And listening to that was Dennis Maga, who's the General Secretary of First Union. Kia ora. Do you think that workers, New Zealand workers, are getting enough of an incentive to work in the horticulture industry this season?
I think the first one is that we welcome the announcement of the government that they're going to be actually those workers who are willing to work in that industry. And the living wage rate is actually the step in the right direction, because for how many years we've been asking the orchard producers and saying that what is the market rate actually in that industry, and we cannot actually determine that because they have a different pay for working holiday visa holders, casual Kiwi employee, and then RC workers. Now we can actually argue now that there is a living wage rate. The next one that we'd like actually to say is that Kiwis are actually willing to work in that industry, but however, the Kiwi food, for example, in other orchards actually is not classified as a decent job under the ILO definition. And that's the reason why they are finding it hard to attract local workers. And I think we have actually to invest in that industry if everybody would like actually to attract more local workers to work in the industry. So therefore, the steps that they're doing right now will be the start, but it's not going to be enough because we have to continue to improve and we have to continue to invest in this industry if ever they want New Zealanders to work here, because there's still thousands of workers and we don't know what's going to happen in the next few years.
Mm. Is this almost a silver lining to the pandemic, that this is meaning that horticulture is having to lift its game?
I think, for example, RC workers have been actually treated as a cheap labor for a long time. Now they finally realize that they are actually essential workers. And now what they are doing right now, they are now treating RC workers the same as essential work visa holders, because they are now actually putting a ceiling if everybody would like to work in the country. But our biggest worry right now is that we have to make sure that employers will comply, and that's why we're going to be calling the government actually to mobilize our labor inspectors, because we have to make sure that there will be no a lot of deductions for these workers. And the second one is that if they want to continue to attract local New Zealanders, therefore they have to advertise these jobs widely, because that's another complaint we're receiving. Some New Zealanders would like to work, but they couldn't actually find the advertisement for these jobs.
Why do you think that is? Because we heard earlier on Morning Report from the sector, from several different parts of the sector, that was saying there are thousands of people short. So you'd think that there would be plenty of job ads out there.
Yeah, I think I'm challenging everyone actually to look for those kind of jobs, because, for example, the advertisement that they are doing right now on the website is quite informal. And even if everybody is asking questions that how much they're going to be earning, they're going to be saying that you're going to be earning $21 an hour, but including the annual leave entitlement. So it doesn't actually make sense for them, because, of course, Kiwis will be shopping around. And I think the biggest competitors of the orchard owners are basically other industries like retail, supermarket, hospitality sector, who can pay more.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you coming on Morning Report this morning. Dennis Maga there, General Secretary of First Union.